Hello, London.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
It's very well, thank you.
BBC in Belfast. Simon and Mark both there?
Yes, we are.
Good stuff. Sorry for coming to you late. How's things today?
Yeah, grand.
That's really who's that now?
This is Simon, sorry.
Simon, how are you? And Mark is...
I'm here as well, yeah.
Good stuff, okay. Well, listen, we'll kick off. Who, of all the things that people can get annoyed about, I suppose, you'd have to say in these recessionary times, the sound levels on the TV mightn't be top of the list. Would you agree?
Well, I think we'd agree that perhaps, as you mentioned, the recessionary times, people are watching more and more TV. So staying in and watching more TV seems like a pretty normal pastime for us in that kind of circumstance. So we're going to be subjected to more and more of this problem if we spend more time in front of the box. So I don't think you need to get upset about it, but it's definitely giving people some problems when they're watching TV.
The problem was that 2 years ago, legislation was brought in, or guidelines, I suppose, were brought in that suggested that advertisements shouldn't stand out in terms of their sound level from the rest of TV programming. But that hasn't been the case, according to your research.
Yeah, absolutely. So according to research that Dolby and Harman Kardon have carried out, we think that nearly half the people who are watching TV in your area will have actually suffered a loud change in volume whilst watching TV, whether that be from an advertisement or maybe from changing sources or changing channels. So despite that legislation, this is still a very real problem.
And how much of it is advertisers actually, can they control the sound levels on their advertisements to make them stand out over your TV programme?
So, as you allude to there, there's an amount of, historically, amount of deliberate mastering loud adverts so that they stand out, exactly. So they do have control over that, but perhaps in some areas where programming's locally syndicated or locally produced, there's not necessarily the knowledge base to be able to effectively put that law into practice.
So that you're suggesting that in the regions then that maybe engineers aren't as technically qualified in terms of setting it at one single level across all of the output?
I think it's not so much to do with regionality and more to do with just the sheer number of channels we have on the air right now. If you think about the hundreds and hundreds of channels available, it's very difficult to have the same quality of production across all those channels. So there's definitely room for error, I guess, and that's what we're seeing as in the statistics we've given you.
So what can be done then, and who can make the change?
Well, from that point of view, I mean, basically, you can make the change by purchasing something from Harman Kardon, which is an AV receiver. And our AV receivers basically encompass the Dolby technology.
AV receivers available on the market as well.
Yes, of course. But basically, I mean, our receivers enable you to connect all your various sources. So that would be a satellite receiver, Freeview, cable network boxes, and then, of course, your Blu-ray DVD players as well. All of those can be connected into that single box, and from that single box you can then set your volume level and enjoy that volume level right through the whole of the evening without that volume level changing at all.
And is that technology available at the minute?
Yes, it is, yes.
I mean, generally, widely on your high street, not just from Harman Kardon, but it is available on your high street?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some other manufacturers that make AV receivers as well as televisions that have this technology incorporated into them.
So what are you two going to be doing on World TV Day then?
Watching TV.
Of course.
Okay, guys, listen, thank you very much indeed. That's great. We'll use that then in our Saturday magazine programme.
That's great. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
all the best.
Cheers.
Bye now.